creating an irresistible offer suite. What the heck do I even mean when I say that? Well, if you're an online coach, you're definitely going to want to tune into this episode because we are talking about passive income, not having to rely on one-on-one coaching program, and actually creating reoccurring multiple streams of income as an online coach. So let's get to it. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real, conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here at She Converts. I'm Caroline Lewis. I'm your host, and I'm super excited to dive into today's topic. So this is calling out all of you online coaches who are listening to this episode and who have a business and or want to start a business. I will let you know, since online coaches are predominantly our avatar audience, I will be posting more episodes that relate more towards scaling your business as an online coach. And today I really, really want to dive into an offer suite and what we mean when we say your coaching offer suite. So first off, I want to kind of call out people like Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, Amy Porterfield, all of these multimillionaires who have built their businesses. They did not do so off of just one offer. They did so having and launching multiple offers every single year. And that is how they've been able to generate multi-millions of dollars, because it's not multi-millions of one product that's bringing in this amount. It's multi-millions, and maybe they have hundreds of different products and offers. And that's what I want you to be able to get to as an online coach. So don't be intimidated though. We start small and we scale up. So what is your coaching offer suite? Well, it's pretty simple. It's essentially taking and creating offers outside of your one-on-one coaching program. So for most of you, you're relying just on your one-on-one coaching program to bring in the dough. However, the only issue with this, well, there's probably a lot of issues. First off, time. It takes a lot of time to prospect and sell one-on-one coaching programs, especially in this day and age. It also takes a lot of time and energy for you to actually coach one-on-one with your clients. Typically, because of this, one-on-one coaching is a time constraint. Therefore, you're not able to actually scale your business past maybe, I don't know, 10K, 20K a month, depending on how much you're charging for your one-on-one coaching program, because your scalability is limited to how many clients you can personally bring on. And most likely, at least everyone that I've talked to, you can only coach 5, maybe 10 clients at one time. And if you are close to that or are close to the 10 clients and coaching them one-on-one, you know that it is a lot. It is a lot of time. It is a lot of energy. And some of you are already facing the one-on-one coaching burnout. This is what we call it, one-on-one coaching burnout. Because I've always found everyone who's come to us for help, they're burnt out through their one-on-one coaching program. And they actually don't want us to help scale their one-on-one coaching program. They want us to help them create an offer suite so that they can generate new income and multiple streams of income into their one-on-one or into their coaching business to essentially either eliminate or replace their one-on-one coaching program and the income that they get from that. And in doing so, they're able to scale back the amount of clients they have to take on the one-on-one coaching program because they're able to scale the other offers up to either overcompensate the amount of income they're making off their one-on-one coaching program or at least make enough so that it's double, right? Because you have the income you're making through your one-on-one coaching program, the income you're making through your offer suites. If it's both 10K, then that's 20K a month, except 10 of that is completely passive. That is the beauty of an offer suite. So let's dive into what it actually is. So an online coaching offer suite, essentially we have, I would say on average, I think it's like 5 offers. So typically we have tiny offers, we have memberships or subscriptions, we have online courses, we have masterminds, and then from there, sometimes your group coaching program. But I will say typically the group coaching program and your one-on-one coaching program are like the same. So we're trying to avoid scaling that. So I guess we're just focusing on the big 4: online memberships and subscriptions, online courses, masterminds, and tiny offers. So creating these is actually not as difficult as it may seem. So your tiny offers, as we go to break each one down, a tiny offer is anything under $100, ebooks, guides, bundles, video ebook bundles, mini courses, audio courses. It can be literally as simple as you recording something like this, a podcast episode, and having it 5 episodes with an activity workbook that sells with the episodes, and you're selling that for $17. In fact, we have an offer for $17. It's an 8-day masterclass pre-recorded with an activity book that we regularly sell every single day for $17, okay? So these tiny offers, anything under 100, are not that hard to put together because you're essentially repurposing what you already have. For example, you can take stuff that maybe you have an online course already built out and you are essentially just taking different lessons that you feel like resonate really, really well to your audience and you're bundling them in a tiny offer. Or you can create something from scratch, right? Like I said, you can record a little series and throw a workbook together. Anyways, the point is it might take you 2 hours in total to create this tiny offer from start to finish. But once you have the sales page into the tiny offer, it's really just a traffic game. And the cool thing with tiny offers is I think on average they convert, I would say, as low as 12%. And then I've seen some of these pages convert at like 35 to 40%, which means if you have 100 people land on your page at 12% is 12 sales versus if it's a 35% conversion and 100 people land, then that's 35 sales, right? Times whatever the offer is. So this is how you're starting to generate some income. But the point of the tiny offers isn't necessarily to generate income through them. We call them SLOs or self-liquidating offers. So tiny offers are used to really ramp up the audience and the traffic and the amount of leads that you can get through these, through people purchasing this tiny offer, and you want to just make your money back. So if you're spending money on ads, then you want to essentially break even with your tiny offer. If you're not spending money on ads, then essentially you are making money on the actual offer itself. And you're also making money off of the upsells or order bumps or back-end offers. That's the cool thing with the tiny offers is it's a great automated offer that you can then automate the upsell into your membership, mastermind, or online course, okay? So moving into a membership or subscription, I typically say, again, less than $100 a month, and I would say the lowest is $7 a month that we've done, and that falls more on the subscription, so I'll kind of explain the difference between the two. So a subscription is not necessarily utilizing your time, as in you're not showing up for like live coaching calls, group calls. It's more of like, think a newsletter subscription, podcast subscription, video subscription. So people are just signing up and then every week they're given an exclusive piece of content that helps them solve a pain point. So for example, we created a subscription for a social media coach who also has an agency. And this subscription is $7 a month. And every Monday she just gives trending reels and TikTok sounds to her audience. It can be as simple as that. I have a podcast subscription, $7 a month. You get exclusive podcast episodes outside of some of these free ones that I'm shooting, you know, for this podcast, but you get exclusive ones as well as more detailed information about digital marketing in general, right? So think of subscription as a very low ticket, but not much of your time involved and no live coaching calls. So a membership, though, does require live group coaching calls. But the cool thing with a membership outside of your one-on-one or your group coaching program is you're typically only going live once or twice a month with your audience or members within your membership. So that's why it's under $100 a month. We've done memberships for 27, in the 30s, in the 50s, and then of course 97 a month. And I think the higher the price point, the membership, the higher the monthly. But to compensate the days and the weeks that you're not going live, you're essentially giving homework, assignments, workbooks, motivation, content, and just community forms to just really drive that community and get people to interact with one another and then get very eager for the live coaching calls with you. Memberships are awesome to upsell into your mastermind or, of course, your online course. Okay. So then we go into your mastermind, and I'm going to save the best for last. So we're going to talk about masterminds. So masterminds are pretty hot right now. They're really cool because I would say typically I see 8-week masterminds to year-long masterminds. The reason, though, they differ from group coaching programs, because I get this question a lot, is because a mastermind is specific to one topic. So a mastermind is just literally mastering one topic throughout a time frame. Okay. So you can do a group mastermind program that is a year long, because you're essentially just saying open enrollment, people can come and go as they please, but typically it is one payment up front for the year with a nice discount, or you can make monthly payments. So for example, I see a lot of masterminds 10K up front or 999 each month, which comes to like around 12K for the year, right? So they could save money up front. Or I've seen them 5K up front or whatever that looks like. The cool thing with the mastermind is, again, it's mastering one topic. So that's why it's different from your membership, and that's why it's different from your group coaching program, because we're not saying general topics. We're not saying, you know, each month we have a new topic in our membership. I think a membership is the slowest way of accomplishing something versus a mastermind is accomplishing something very specific, one topic in whatever time frame allotted. But typically people in the mastermind can accomplish this faster than those going through a membership. And the difference between that and a group coaching program is, again, a mastermind is mastering one thing versus typically a group coaching program is like the group going over multiple topics and addressing and solving solutions to multiple things. Another thing with the mastermind I will say, though, is it's not, while it is a group that you're coaching at one time, it's not very group community feel. I don't think people join a mastermind to join the group. They join it to be able to obviously get that hands-on experience with you in a group setting versus group coaching programs or a membership. People are literally joining just for the community aspect. So masterminds are awesome. The one that I currently have, it's $997 for the year or $99 a month. Very low ticket, but you can easily sell seats into this mastermind program. And again, the mastermind program is great to upsell your one-on-one coaching program so that you're actually not even having to prospect cold audience. You can just upsell people that are coming in the mastermind and have a very, very high conversion within this. So then we have the tried and true online courses, which are very, very popular these days, just in general. And the cool thing with the online course is once it's created, it's just a traffic game and it's completely passive. And you typically sell these courses for $1,000 or more. So they are considered high ticket. So you only need, you know, a few people to make a couple $1,000s each month completely passively. So the one negative thing to an online course is, yes, it does take a lot of time to put together. Unlike the other things that you can put together very quickly, or it's just come and go, like your mastermind is just showing up weekly for, you know, that group mastermind session. But an online course is spending a lot more time on the front end to create that guarantee or the return on the back end. So with an online course though, for coaches, I feel like it's very easy to create because you're essentially taking your one-on-one coaching program and you're either taking one topic within that coaching program and solving it within the course, or you're literally saying, okay, well, if my one-on-one coaching program is 3 months, then my online course is going to be 3 months and it's going to be the same thing as my one-on-one coaching program, only it's pre-recorded material. And that's why you sell it at a lower price point and can fill seats a lot faster than the one-on-one coaching program. I will say though, people that purchase your course are not going to want to do your one-on-one coaching program because typically they are very similar and people are getting very similar result at the end. So for most part, online courses is, I feel like it's the one thing that there's typically not really like an upsell on the back end, which is why I would say they're more high ticket. If you want to add an upsell in the back end of an online course, maybe you put them into a membership or a mastermind. I've definitely seen that done. But outside of that, people just kind of purchase the course, go through the course at their own pace, finalize the course, and then they leave you alone. Unless the mastermind or membership is like the next step. So you accomplish this course at step one, but now step two is like really scaling whatever it is, right? So those four offers, if you think about it, and I'm going to do some math for you. So like if you have a $17 tiny offer and you make 100 sales a month, that's $1,700, okay? In 1 month, completely passively. So I'm going to write this down. So $1,700 off of your tiny offer. You have a membership and maybe your membership is $57 a month. If you have 50 members, that's $2,850 a month. Only 50 members. So say you're launching your mastermind and it's 1 year and it's $5,000 upfront, or there's a payment plan, but we won't worry about the payment plan. So $5,000 upfront, and maybe you cap it at only 10 people. So 10 times 5, there's $50,000 off of one mastermind. So that's why a lot of people do masterminds either a year long, so they're only really launching it like once, or they do open and closed enrollment and they're only launching it quarterly. Okay. And then outside of that, let's say we have a 997 course, pretty popular price point, 30-day course, and you get 30 sales a month, that's $30,000. So as you can see, these different price points, we have $1,700 off of a tiny offer. $1,700, by the way, times 12 months is $20,000 a year just off of a little tiny offer that took you like maybe an hour to put together and is completely passive, okay? So just keep that in mind. And then this membership, typically I would say you can focus on membership or mastermind. It's really hard to launch them both at the same time. But if we're going to focus on this membership, 50 members a month, definitely doable. It's about $3,000 a month, just reoccurring income. Again, $3,000 times 12 is $36,000 a year. This is just additional income to your coaching business, by the way. And then of course, the mastermind, you could have a $50,000 launch. That's adding $50,000 additionally to your coaching business each year. Or an online course, you could have a 997 price point. And even if you only did 10 people each month, that's still a $10,000 launch each month. So that's still adding $120,000 of additional income into your coaching business, okay? This is the power of creating an offer suite, right? And this is why I push creating an offer suite so hard on our online coaches, because when you're able to create $120,000 extra income totally passively, or even $20,000 reoccurring income totally passively, as an online coach, this allows you so much more time freedom because you're not burnt out and you're not overwhelmed and you're not exhausted and you're not scared of each month what it's going to look like as an online coach just focusing on your one-on-one coaching program. You can really essentially dial that back and maybe only allow 3 one-on-one clients at one point. I mean, think of what your life would look like and the amount of time that you would have if you could scale back your one-on-one coaching program knowing that your other offers are scaling up and making you more money. So that's the cool thing with an offer suite and why I wanted to address it today, because we are really changing our marketing efforts to just highlight what these offer suites can look like and also highlight how online coaches can definitely make more passive income as an online coach and not have to rely on their one-on-one coaching program. Because I feel like this is the year of the fire dragon, if you haven't heard it yet. Chinese New Year is February 10th, the year of the fire dragon, which just means success and freedom and abundance. And how are we going to do this if we're strapped to just our one-on-one coaching program and dealing with those types of clients? Because I know it's hard. So instead, let's create some financial freedom, but also time freedom for ourselves as online coaches by creating and scaling an irresistible offer suite. So as always, if you need help, I'm here for you. I have a free training. I'm going to link it in the description notes at the bottom or wherever it is on your page. But I have this free training. It's called Mastering Online Coaching. And it's really just letting you know how you can digitize your coaching business more without relying on scaling just your one-on-one coaching program, which I think you'll like. So grab the link. It's in the description of this podcast. And as always, let me know what you think, whether or not this podcast episode was helpful. And until next time, I hope you take this seriously and create some reoccurring income for yourself as an online coach. So I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.